This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I just feel, we addressed this earlier, but let's dive a little bit deeper into it. I feel like I might be taking the Celtics too lightly at this point. I feel like it's a foregone conclusion. I did not feel like this before the series, not up 2-0, not even up 3-1 with a healthy Tatum would I be feeling confident about the Knicks winning the series. Forget about tonight, winning the series. Once Tatum went down and now he's out, coupled with the Knicks' performance in Game 4, I don't see any way they lose this series, and I think they put the Celtics away tonight.
I think tonight's going to be really tough. I am worried about tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that it's very presumptuous by many who think, all right, what was it, 7 o'clock, 7 or 7? I think
seven
it's 7.
7 tonight, seven and then on 8 on the Friday if necessary.
Yes, and of course we know you'll be getting Day-Lewis with rain in the Bronx.
This is a huge night.
It is, for a lot of reasons. I think, Sal, first of all, we're just going through the Jets and the Giants, the odds, and what the odds makers, if, you know, 5.5 wins. Right. Well, the odds makers are telling us that the Knicks are 5.5-point dogs tonight. So what does that really mean? It doesn't really mean anything, yeah. But it gives you a look into the betting window. Now, I don't think that the Boston Celtics, without Tatum, have enough to string together back-to-back-to-back wins. Knicks will win the series. Knicks will move on and have home court against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Pacers, Indiana Pacers.
Who won last night in five games. Did you see how that happened, by the way? They were down huge.
Cavs were down huge in the first or second game, too, when they came back to Pacers.
I just was checking the score. I wasn't watching the game. Cavs were down up big in the first half, and then the Pacers closed the gap at the end of the first half, I think, and then ended up winning.
Yeah, Mitchell scored 30-something, didn't shoot particularly well. They were banged up, but the Pacers are going to be tough. Knicks will get there. Knicks will move on to the conference finals. But tonight, I don't underrate the heart of a champion. I really don't. I think that's where some people are, or maybe reaching for something that's not there. Like, I'm going to sit down at 7 o'clock and my feet aren't up. Like, my teeth are a little clenched and I'm a little nervous. I'm sweating a little bit. Like, I think it's going to be a grind. I think, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if KP has his bust out game. Tatum's not, obviously Jaylen Brown is not Jason Tatum, but Jaylen Brown's pretty good. And Jaylen Brown can drop 25 or 30 points. Not the way Tatum does, but highly capable. Hauser might come back and play tonight. I think it's an all hands on deck. I think there's probably an overachievement of this group tonight, or at least for a good chunk of the game, as they try to do it for the fallen Jason Tatum. I think it's going to be tough.
You know, I feel like the crowd, BT, if I'm feeling the way that I feel, I know that Celtics fans have to feel a certain way as well, where they're just demoralized, down 3-1 to the Knicks, who they never thought was going to realistically beat them. and having their heart and soul ripped out with Jason Tatum suffering the injury that he did. Not like, oh, he might come back in game six or game seven by some miraculous recovery or next round if they make it. He's out for a year. Like, unfortunately, he suffered a horrible injury. It's going to impact the entire organization and what they do in the future, not just this series. I think emotionally, off of a championship last year, already winning the championship, I don't think there's going to be that hunger, urgency, truly we have a chance to win the series. I think they're beaten. I think the Knicks beat them, and the Tatum injury crushed the Boston Celtics and their fans. That's just how I feel, and I'm feeling that's going to be the case for this Game 5.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the things you hit on are obviously bigger picture, macro. Yeah. Like, what is Tatum like next year? What are the Celtics like next year? How does that impact what they do this offseason? Like, those are things they can worry about up in Boston. Mazzulla strikes me as the kind of guy who is going to have this team ready. I think that they are going to... You got to remember, Sal, I'm going to contrast this a little bit here. You got to remember, the fans, you're talking about like being beaten they're champions. Like, they are used to winning. They are champions. I know that they know, like, they can understand that their best player is gone. And deep down in their mind, they know that their championship aspirations for this year are gone.
Right.
They are not winning the championship. Right. But they're going to, that's going to be pushed aside for tonight. Now, again, I don't think there's any way the Knicks blow them out. I don't think there's any way that the Celtics necessarily blow out the Knicks. I think this is a fourth quarter game, and if Jaylen Brown is truly on or KP has a good game, the best game of the series for him, I think the Knicks could lose tonight. I hope they don't.
Right.
They will win the series. I'm not talking about that. This is going to be a battle.
Knicks in five.
I hope you're right. Well, I mean, I hope you're right, but then I also don't because it's a Friday night.
Oh, baby, so, I want the Knicks in five, and then there's no Knick game Friday night in the Bronx. We get to watch the Mets and Yankees and Soto. Hoff, you have something here?
Yes, could I please pray for Knicks in five because I'm tired of Mitch calling me every day. What do you want to do about this extra ticket?
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do about the ticket?
You are right, Mitch. You are right. I woke up this morning to a text. Good morning, big day. We got to see what the Knicks can do and a decision based on... Because I did tell Mitchell in Fort Lee, and in case you're just joining us, we have tickets for the game, Mets and Yankees, Subway Series Friday night. But if there's a game six, could be issues. BT already backed out. And I did tell Mitch, if there is a game six, I don't know. So I may... I mean...
Hoff, you're still in, right, Hoff?
Hoff, you're going no matter what?
I hope so, but he might sell the tickets if no one else goes besides me and him.
Which I can't blame Mitchell if he could sell the tickets. He's like, don't worry about it. We'll sell the tickets. I'd even invite him over my house to watch the game because I don't want to like leave him hanging. I'm not trying to back out of a commitment.
Yeah.
However, we've gotten to a point now. Remember, when you made your decision, you were ahead of it, and I'll give you credit for that. Although I do think there were ulterior reasons.
as we discussed a little bit yesterday.
But I was not feeling that the Knicks were going to win the series in my gut, and that even if they were, it just... I don't know. It felt after game four, it feels different to me. Like the reality of it, the magnitude of it, I can now feel it. And maybe being in the building had something to do with that. Maybe the Tatum injury had something to do with it. I don't know. But I don't want to miss the Knicks game six, knowing that now if there is a game six, that's going to be the night where they do advance to an Eastern Conference. Well, I can't miss that.
No, that's why I was asking you repeatedly. You're going to really still go and watch this baseball game that's going to be played 1,000 more times between the Yankees.
Yeah.
I get the Soto dynamic is different.
Right field, front row, Soto return. It's a big game.
I know it is. And you can make a case that it's absolutely the biggest moment, like, in outside of, like... Piazza getting drilled in the head, but like the symbolism or the pregame situation, maybe Dwight Gooden pitching against the Mets as a Yankee, but this is up there, obviously, Soto coming back as the enemy. I'll tell you that off the air, actually. I'll keep that to ourselves. I'll tell you something else.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that that's awesome, but that's a 15-second fielding. When he jots out to right field, you're going to feel what you feel, and you never forget what you feel. But then it just dissipates. It's gone. Dissipates, I'll be watching the Knicks.
Right, but where we disagree is that I don't want to minimize that, either the Soto moment or moments, plus the game, which is big anyway. Mets Yankees always going to be big.
How big is it?
But a Subway Series is always bigger on you. The reason why, in my mind, it's justifiable is because of the magnitude of the Knicks, not because of the minimization of Soto.
Oh, I agree. If there was no Knicks, logistics aside. But I mean, I'd put it this way. Even if the Knicks were trailing 3-0, and I thought, and Mike, I felt coming into the series, I didn't give it a chance to really win. To me, playoff basketball will always supersede, and I love baseball, it's the playoffs, it's the Knicks.
That scenario, Knicks down 0-3, no, to me, game six would not take precedent over the Soto return. Either way, we have a chance tonight to put the Celtics to bed, and then look forward to an isolation, a game six Friday night in the Bronx.
Level of confidence Knicks win tonight, and by how many? Give me a profile of the game.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Celtics are going to fight till the final nail is put in their coffin. But I think the Knicks win tonight. I think, whatever spread you want to talk about, I don't think it's going to be a double-digit route or anything
like
that.
Midway through the fourth quarter, game in jeopardy a little bit or no?
I think the game is going to be in balance. Yeah, I'd say
all right, so we're kind of along the same lines.
Close game tonight.
All right.
Not dissimilar to game four. I think the Knicks find a way to pull it out in the end and send a fighting champion against all odds with Tatum being out, even though they're the favorite. You know what I mean? A fighting champion, send them home.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Should Hoff be insulted, by the way?
With?
Mitch is not going to go if it's just him?
No.
No, because C-Mac is saying the same thing you guys are saying.
C-Mac has already backed out.
He did officially. Yeah.
To watch the Knicks?
No. He could not commit. He said he appreciated the offer by Mitch. Tell him I'll pick him up on it another time. Take him on another time. He couldn't commit. I don't know if it was obligations for schedule or family stuff or what. Or Knicks, I don't know.
Here's what's been established. I'm a leader and everybody else is following. At least I had the balls to say, I'm not coming. I'm watching the Knicks.
I could.
Now everybody's bowing out.
But, okay, I would say that you're right for that.
But of course you won't.
No,
why?
Well, what if there is no game?
Well, see, I had to make the decision beforehand.
But you could have. I mean, the tickets are still there. I still don't make my decision yet. What I would say is I'm loyal. I am honoring commitments that I made to a friend of the show, who extended a very generous offer, as he always does, who hooked us up with great seats. I want to do right by everybody in this particular case.
But you can't. You can't satisfy everybody.
Right, but...
Unless...
I will, like Mother's Day. Like everybody's like, oh, how was your Mother's Day? My Mother's Day? Wasn't great for me. I mean, it was great for my mom. I went to see her. It was great for my wife. But I had to take the L or the sacrifice and make the sacrifice and give up my day. Can't go to the gym. Can't do this. Can't do whatever.
An inconvenience.
Yeah,
what a concession.
So on Friday
on Mother's
night,
Day, I can't go to the gym. What are you saying, dude? Stop.
I had to take that. Oh, yeah, Mother's Day was great for my mom and wife.
As it's supposed to be. Father's Day, you're going to slam more your way, I hope.
In this particular case, you know what? You have to sacrifice a little bit to make Mitch offer
what
us
a piece of work.
Can I just say it's a selling point for all Mets and Knicks fans?
Yeah.
It's more important to be at that Met Yankee game if you can, because it's back-to-back weeks where we can rock a Mets jersey at Yankee Stadium.
What do you mean? And now you're losing me.
I'm going to be rocking my Jacob DeGrom Mets jersey on Friday.
And when the Rangers come in?
Yeah, DeGrom.
Come on. Wear a different Mets jersey at least Friday, and then DeGrom. I guess DeGrom's coming in.
You going to watch him pitch against the Yankees?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
It's returned to New York.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I couldn't care less about James
Brown at this point.
I mean, he's still active. Talk about not registering yet. And by the way, he might be active now, might not be come Wednesday. Who knows with him?
How's he pitching? Is he pitching real well? He was early on, right? How's he looking off?
I'd be lying if I said
he's doing pretty well, right?
I'm not doing the fantasy stuff. Does he have a better ERA than Kodai Senga or Clay Holmes? Probably not. BT, do you have his numbers up there?
2.72 ERA, 46 strikeouts, a 1.02 whip, 3-1.
You lost me at 2.
Wow.
You lost me at 2. We here in New York, we deal with the ones, whether it's Max Fried or the endless Mets that I can mention that are pitching the ERAs.
Or usually one and dones. Our team's getting bounced after one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right? Or the one win that our football teams have going into week 10. But she was at the Knicks game at the Garden on Monday night for game 4 while I was there. She went with Lugie.
I heard.
Now, Carrie.
This is Carrie. This is mine.
Yes. Carrie used to call this show and invite you to the Knicks
game. She did.
And then I don't know what happened, but it was Lugie there. Instead, it might have been you. Maybe she felt like you kept saying no.
She moved on from me?
Yeah.
Was her husband there?
No. I think that's part of the.
I know it's well intentioned, and I'm not trying to make this into that, but could you imagine letting your wife go to a game with some dude?
I welcome it.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to the game? Sure. See you later. Just kidding, of course. No, no.
No hesitation either. I welcome it. Okay, but maybe somebody else, if I asked them that question,
know,
they would understand what I'm saying.
No, like,
again, I know it's well intentioned. She's a sweetheart. I know her husband trusts her. I believe he does, and vice versa. It's all good.
And it is a nice gesture of
hers. It's a great gesture. She's a great sports fan. This goes back for years, but. Yeah, that's interesting.
She's the one who actually shot the video of me and Lugie jumping around like lunatics outside.
Oh, is she the one?
She's like, I'll do it. I was like, all right. Yeah. I wasn't sure I was going to trust her with my phone, especially with a bunch of people. Yeah. I wanted to make sure it was done. But it was nice. She did a good job anyway.
And we met her at the beach last year. Was it last year or the year before?
Oh, at DJ's?
I met her, yeah. Definitely awesome. Very, very cool.
She's on her way up to
Husband's
Boston,
cool too.
Where Lugie and Evan will be
at. She's following Lugie?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting. Lugie is also married, FYI. So. Yep. I don't know. That's got to be an interesting dynamic, though. Like, it's a nice gesture, sure. And we could joke and say, like, would you want your wife to do that? Sure. But then also.
Well, I'm not joking. The answer is no.
No. But sitting in that. Right. Which is fair.
Yeah.
Whatever. sitting in that seat with, either from Carrie's perspective, another married dude.
Yep.
Like, there's also Lugie's part of this where his wife is like, oh, you're going to the game with another. I'll tell you this. I could joke and say I'd let my wife go. My wife would not like the fact that I would be going with a girl.
I agree with that. No, neither would mine. As a matter of fact, she heard it, I think, the first time. She's like, who's this Carrie character? That's right, honey. Stand up for your man.
My wife does that as well with certain things.
You wanted to. I think when they stopped doing that, they probably don't care.
That is true. I mean, how many years did it take married before? It's just like, yeah, go with whoever the hell you want.
Yeah,
just come back on
soon.
Time. You know what I mean? But not that anything's going on wrong, but
no,
just like,
of course not.
And then also sitting, like, I don't like sitting in that spot. You're at a game, you're locked in there for 2.5 hours with somebody that you've just met.
No, me neither. Personal space. I mean? And then here's the thing, too. Like, say if you win at the buzzer, you start jumping on each other, you start hugging.
High five and hug.
I mean,
high five turns into hugs, hugs turn into.
You know.
Yeah.
Not to assume anything, but.
Did you ever go on dates at the Garden?
No. You got to remember when I was I wasn't in New York. Like, I'm from here, born here, raised here. But
I went to
Pennsylvania. I went to Detroit. I went to Las Vegas early in my career. And when I got back to New York in 2003, I guess it was April of 2003 when I went to 1050, I had a pretty serious girlfriend fast, and we both lived in Manhattan. But oh, you know, we did go to a Knick game.
Okay,
we did, but it wasn't a date like we were going out for a long time. No, no. Waste money on. Yeah, get some sushi and some sake.
Nah, I used to love going on dates at the Garden.
Really? Because that kind of money?
Well, back then it wasn't the money that it is now.
Well, it's still relative to
about
what you're making.
$40 or $50
No, well, you mean like a regular season? Yeah, okay, I got you. Oh, that's different.
A playoff game, a different story. Like I wasn't going on dates.
I was a big restaurant guy.
Okay,
sushi, Nobu.
I went on a sushi date once that I got recommended from, ironically enough, a big Celtics fan, Dave Mandel. He's had it rough here the last couple of days. I work with SNY.
Okay.
You know, Celtics, you know, he knows it's over. He's been a little bit on edge with that. But anyway, he recommended this place downtown. I forget the name of it. I wish I knew the name of it. I was like, yeah, all right. It was like a third date with somebody. I'm like, yeah, I'll go there. No problem. $300 $300 for a dinner? For a sushi? I might as well have gone to the Garden for a game. I'm thinking, dude, this is a third date. Like, I like the girl, but come on, $300? What kind of place are you recommending?
Let's keep it clean. I couldn't spit it out. I'm like, how do I work around? All right. Okay, so we got that answer.
No, I didn't get
what
the
year is this, dude? $300 for a date is a lot.
This was 2015, before I met my wife. I'd say summer of 2015.
Okay, I got to remember when I first started dating in Manhattan. I'm like, you know, like you have a glass, maybe two glasses of wine each, whatever it might be, a decent meal. It's like slightly over 100. You know, that's fine. $300. How much did you drink?
Two people. No, I'm not even a big drinker. Like two people. Think of how many sushi rolls. Usually, I would have like two or three.
I love sushi.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure.
And whatever she had, probably a couple drinks each.
Oh, she an offensive tackle? I mean,
no,
how much did she eat?
Quite the opposite. Used to work at Hooters. We should actually went to Hooters for the BT and Sal. Let's get back to the Nichols. 888-808-1019. Mateo is in Selden. What's up, Mateo?
Yo, BT Sal, what's cracking, guys?
What's up, Mateo? Hey.
No, I just want to call, bring some Knicks energy.
Yeah.
I'm in the car with my son. He's 12 years old.
Hello.
I picked him up from school early. I surprised him. This is his first time in Knicks game, and we just wanted to get on, bring some Knicks energy. Sal, we're co-signing you. Nail goes in the coffin tonight, baby.
Let's get that big Knicks energy going, BT.
Yeah, so he just picked up. We can't gloss over this. So Mateo just picked up his son, who's 12. Picked him up at school. Mateo didn't know, I don't know his son's name, but Mateo's son did not know this was happening. Scoops him up, gets him in the car. Hey, guess what? We're going to the Knicks-Celtics game up in Boston.
Sick.
How amazing is that?
Oh, that's sick.
Great job, Dad. That's phenomenal.
Enjoy it. Go Knicks. Tony is in Brooklyn talking about the NFL schedule. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Sal? What's up, BT? Nice to talk to you guys.
Pleasure.
Hey, Sal, you said you needed a little convincing as to how the Giants could pull two of the first four games. I could tell you how they can get three, but let me just go through this briefly. Washington didn't beat our doors off last year. We lost both games by a single score.
Mm-hmm.
And one game, we didn't even have a kicker. So let's look at that. Also, Kansas City. Kansas City wasn't that good last year. Although they made it to the Super Bowl, they got super exposed by what? By a pass rush. What did the Giants improve this year? Their pass rush. Also, Jaden Daniels. Of course, great quarterback. Not going to take anything away from him. But with the pass rush we have, we're kind of nullifying that one score. So we could pull those two out. And let me tell you one more thing. Chargers aren't exactly world beaters either.
They're not.
Yeah,
they're not.
So why couldn't we win two, maybe three?
Well, okay. Well, here's my question, or my counter to your point, Tony. What have the Giants done in the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years that would give you any confidence? You could pick apart the Chargers and say they're not world beaters. You could pick apart the Chiefs. All they do is win Super Bowls, have the greatest quarterback ever. You could pick apart, I guess, Jaden Daniels, because I don't know how you're going to do that. But then give me the arguments for the Giants.
I just did. The Giants improved their pass rush, which kind of nullifies Jaden Daniels.
Where? Because I heard the same thing last year.
I don't know about last year. I'm talking about this year.
Hey, Tony,
you got
I don't
the number
know,
one interior
Tony.
Defensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was there last year, and thank you for the call. Tony, I don't know what you're talking about, honestly. Like, you can say, BT, as you have, that you believe the Giants are going to be good defensively and that they're
very
gonna,
good.
Okay,
not
whatever.
Just
yeah,
good,
okay,
real good.
Fair enough. You could say that. We have yet to see it. We've seen the Chargers be good under Jim Harbaugh. I said it was going to happen last year before the season because I believe in Harbaugh. You saw it play out. Nobody needs to explain how good the Chiefs are. We saw what Washington did a year ago. Like, so it's very convenient to just say, well, our pass rush is going to be great. Oh, yeah? Well, based on what? Because you think they're going to be good? And then, in the same breath, which, by the way, I'll give you that. Even if I give you that, yeah, the pass rush will be great. Okay, sure. Just fine. Yeah, the pass rush will be great. Then you're going to say the same. You're going to dismiss Washington, Kansas City, and the Chargers, all teams who have been proven to be not only better than the Giants, significantly better than the Giants. Come on.
Here's where I think things will change here. Maybe not to the point of the last call. That's a little ambitious, but the Giants last year averaged 16.1 points per game.
Right.
They were just offensively inept. They couldn't get a first down. You spotted them 8 yards. They were gross, right? So if the defense and the step that I think many of us believe that they will take, it's the best part of the team for now, and I think they added to it for sure. But now the defense will have a chance to, I think, play with a few more leads. Not that Russell Wilson's going to be Russell Wilson from 8 years ago, but he's better than whatever the hell they ran out there last year. I can promise you that. He's a functional quarterback, and he's a winner, all right? I think they'll run the ball enough. I think they'll score just enough. I think they'll have just enough drives to kind of keep the defense fresh. Like, that defense was on the field all year, and it was still...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little impressive under the circumstances. You get a little, you get an offensive uptick, which I believe that they will. It makes the defense even better.
Fair enough. Understood. But weren't we saying the same thing last year when the Giants acquired Burns from Carolina? Oh. Pass
that
rush.
That voice, dude.
That pass rush. Dexter Lawrence, one of the best defensive players in the game up front. Kayvon Thibodeau.
Well, I wasn't saying Kayvon.
Whoa, but he's part of this.
He is.
It was, oh, and then they add Burns on top of that, who I loved. We both came on and praised that move. Love that move. You get an edge rusher like
very
that.
Very good move.
And then we watched the games, and what happened? It's, where's Burns? Where's Kayvon Thibodeau?
Well, I got the answer for you, Sal. Yeah. The answer is very simple. We talked about this the day that after they drafted Abdul Carter, and even leading up to the draft when we both wanted them to take Carter.
Yeah.
The pass rush was completely minimized because they were awful against the run. So now you plug Abdul Carter next to Dexter, and now all of a sudden, instead of, you know, off left tackle on first and 10, oh, there's a gain of 7. It's 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 2 or 2nd and 2, really, 2nd and 3. Now you're not pinning your ears back. Now you're going to run again. First down. But now, because you'll stop, in theory, stop the run, you know, now it's 2nd and 8. All right, now Burns and now those guys can get after it. And it changes the entire complexion of what they could do. Like, I fully expect that to happen.
Fair enough. And I believe that that is possible. I'm not so convinced it's going to be the great defense that everybody expects. But fair enough. I agree that that can happen and change things. We're talking about Washington, who's one of the better teams in the league. You saw it a year ago. I mean, they went into Detroit and destroyed a team that many people thought were going to win the Super Bowl. They did that in the postseason. So now I'm supposed to believe that the Giants' pass rush is going to slow down Jaden Daniels? Not so fast. The Chiefs? Now, I'm not saying that you can't win an individual football game. Like, the Chiefs have gotten beaten. Barely, but they have gotten beaten before.
And their offense isn't what it used to be.
But now I'm supposed to believe that the Giants, because of Abdul Carter, are better than the Chiefs. And the Chargers, who, I mean, come on now. Like, the Chargers are going to try to run the football down your throat. That's what Jim Harbaugh does, and they're a well-coached team. Again, not that they're unbeatable. Nobody's unbeatable any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday or Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever. But come on. Like, those four games on paper are very daunting games.
I agree.
At the very least, three of those four. And for the Giant fan to be calling and pumping their chest out.
Let them have a little fun.
Oh, I will. I want to have fun. You know, man, I'm going to be rooting for the Giants this year. You got to be realistic here. I hope they get one of the first four games. I hope they get two of the first four games. I just, you can't, you can pump up the Giants, as false as that may be, pump them up. The dismissing of the other teams with, wow, the Chargers, what have they proven? They're not world beaters, but yet the world beaters and the Chiefs, you just dismiss them as their throwaways. Oh, yeah, well, we've seen the Chiefs get beat, and Washington and Jaden Daniels. I mean, come on now. But yeah, that's where.
It's just, it's so weird, and it's a fun conversation. Yeah. But you look back, and I love Jim Harbaugh. Love him, love him, love him. And they do run the heck out of it, and I get it. But, you know, last year, week 7, like, anybody explain how they lost 17-15 at Arizona? No, it's just football. You know, they lost 40-17 to Tampa at home. Like, there are some confounding losses. Maybe that won't happen with the Giants, you know, being the ones who are laying the wood. But if there's one thing, like, the NFL, that's why you can't make any money on the NFL.
You never know.
No, who knows what's going to happen.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Chris is in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I'll make it quick because I know it's loud in here for work. First, I just want to say, let's go, Nick.
And yes, Chris.
Subway Series, let's go, Mets.
Yeah. All right. 2 for 2.
So, look, so with Manfred, we could tell that he was in Congress the way he worded everything like that. I don't want to get into Pete Rose, whether he should or should not be in. I think the whole situation by him and MLB is pretty disgraceful for how it came out. And also, what's next? If he's letting all these guys in with, you know, like you said, the Black Sox, it's not just Pete that was on the list, it's other guys. What's next?
Right. What's next, Chris? And thank you for calling. It was loud there. Yeah, there you have it. Call of the day. We did a lot of Pete Rose to start the show. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. Obviously, with the news yesterday, the shocking news that Major League Baseball reinstated Pete Rose 8 months after he passed away. Also, did a lot on the schedule release for the NFL and the Knicks Game 5 tonight. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, we could get more into, obviously, the reaction from whatever happens tonight, win or lose. I do think the Knicks put him away, but we'll see, BT, what happens. And then we look ahead to the Subway Series as well, coming up Friday. A very busy, fun sports week.
You think Brunson plays great tonight, do you?
I do.
I do, too. Do you think Cat plays great?
Great, no. Good enough, yes.
Okay.
Not great.
Okay.
I think Bridges is going to keep it going, too.
Oh, that'll be nice. You think KP steps up and has his best game of the series?
Good
That's
God,
what I'm expecting.
Man. He looks awful.
He does. He's not very involved at all. Yeah,
he looks. He's getting pushed around out there.
Really, every bucket's a free throw. It's the only time he really scores if you think about it.
We talk about soft with, you know, as it pertains to Towns or whatever we were saying about. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis has played soft. Forget about looks. He has played soft this series. I can't imagine that he is anywhere near 100% healthy. But if he doesn't go nuts from three, remember the game that they beat the Knicks that we were talking about while the Knicks gave him their best shot?
He was phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Had like six or seven threes.
Yeah. So you have to figure that that wasn't going to continue to happen. And it hasn't. Injury, sickness, whatever. He has not been a factor in this series.
Yeah, but listen, I know you call him soft there the way he's looked, but he's not a soft player. He is physically diminished. I think he's just weak. I don't know that viral.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. He's looked. I remember putting a focus on him while I was at the game, just watching him. He's getting bullied.
He is. He's getting pushed around.
All right, so he's physically not the player that he is if he's fully healthy or whatever illness that he's dealing with here. Hey, I mean, he's out there.
I know. That's what it is.
Also, can't hit a shot.
Yeah.
And when Porzingis is on, I wish the Knicks would have brought him back before the Celtics did. Because I wanted, this is pre-Karl Anthony Towns, I wanted a big that could stretch the floor. And Porzingis is the perfect guy to do that. He shoots like a two-guard.
You still have a soft spot for him?
I don't hate him as much as... it's hard to ask me that question now in the midst of this series. But yes.
Me too.
I never not liked Porzingis outside of when his name was called on draft night.
Oh, we all went bonkers.
I mean, I went nuts.
Yeah, we all did. Well, his brother was a pain in the ass behind the scenes at the end.
Understandably,
his brother, remember?
Yeah, I remember that at the end. I'm talking about Frederick Weiss, all that stuff. Like, you're taking a foreign player with the third pick overall.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be one of their better picks that Phil Jackson, they made.
Yeah, he could play, no doubt.
I do have a soft spot for him, just not in this particular series. BT and Sal on the Fan, talking NFL schedule, Knicks, maybe a little Pete Rose as well. We'll finish up on the phones. Mac is in Livingston, New Jersey. What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's up, boys? Let's go Knicks.
There you go.
You know.
Let's go Knicks.
Yeah. I wish we kept Porzingis too, but I'm calling about the Giants, and I'll only give you two. I only think they might win two of those first four games. I don't have stats to back it up, Sal, so don't ask me when I'm done. But I'm just thinking the Commanders week one, they are going to be, their expectations are so high after what they did last year, which was amazing, and I think they're going to be awesome this year, but I think the letdown game from the Commanders' point of view and thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Giants, no problem, we got this one. And the Giants surprise them and sneak in a victory. I think that's possible. And then the Chiefs game, wouldn't it be the most Giants-y thing, which this has happened before, if we get off to a good start, beat the Chiefs, which feels so good and is so amazing that we beat the defending AFC champs, and then we lose 10 in a row.
I actually like the logic there, Mac. Oh, sorry, Mac. I thought we were done there. Thank you for the call. I don't mind the logic, BT, for the Washington game, and it would mean a little bit more if it weren't the home opener for the Commanders coming off the big year that they had.
That's when you might get flat. Almost when you're at home.
Opener?
You expect it. Like, hey, but you're going to roll out there. We're home. We're good to go. We got this. We beat the Giants. We almost did this last year and that.
I'd rather him use that logic than numbers. There are no numbers that are going to be logical in the Giants' favor in that matchup. So I'm fine with that. And we know illogical things happen in sports all the time. And what looks like 0-4 on paper might, in fact, be 1-3 or 2-2. I don't see it. And I don't think the Giants are good. I don't think they're good. Even if I give you the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Defense identity, great defense. I don't think their offense is going to be any good.
I think the O-line, it was about a 3-4 year window where, I mean, we were just all chirping and just out of our mind besides ourselves. Like, how is this offensive line so bad? That's been corrected. I'm not saying it's really, really good, but it's no longer dysfunctional and erratic. It's trending in stable. Like, it's trending in a direction that is, all right, this is passable. This is like what an average NFL line looks like. And I think you get better quarterback play. I think they'll run it a little bit. And I like Theo Johnson. I don't know if he's necessarily dynamic. Like, I think the key for the, like, if the Giants had a dynamic tight end, I think that could change a lot for him. I know we're getting too in the weeds. It's early with football, but I think they're going to be better than you do.
Donna is in North Babylon. What's up, Donna?
Hi, I have a couple of points to make. Number one, Evan only had a mini meltdown about the Nets. He was good, and he did not bash the Knicks.
He's holding it in, Donna, because he
the whole time, I'm sure. But as far as Pete Rose, what I don't understand is why we allow several sports, even if we know that they are dirtbags, into be memorialized. And Pete Rose, who did, in fact, beat records, he wasn't on any heavy-duty drugs that we're aware of. He's also not the greatest guy in the world, true, but it should be formulated across all of sports. Not, let's turn a blind eye for their football players. And, BT, you lost a lot of faith in the Knicks at the beginning of the last week.
Well, listen, Donna, thanks for the call. It's not the character of fame. It's the Hall of Fame. And, you know, we've hit that a lot. I hear you on that to an extent. I mean, did I lose faith in the Knicks? I hear what you're saying, but I think you frame it wrong. Because to lose faith in the Knicks, I had to start with a lot of faith. And it was the exact opposite this year.
Just didn't believe in them.
I didn't believe in them as a championship team, okay? And sometimes you get dealt some real favorable circumstances. You have to be good enough to cash through and collect that and take advantage here. And everything's breaking their way. I hate that Tatum got hurt, but nobody felt badly for us. It is what it is a year ago. It stinks, but you move on. They will win this series. They will host 4 of 7 against the Pacers, who beat them last year because the Knicks were banged up. I mean, there's a lot of things happening here that you'd have to be either just miserable or not observing some of the trends that give the Knicks much more of a chance than anybody thought. Guys, let's not rewrite history. Nobody thought the Knicks were going to win this series, except Loogie. Hey, I mean, you know, he was screaming it to the moon, and I respect that.
Right.
Anybody else? Raise your hand. The answer is no.
My thinking coming in, and I would have picked the Knicks. I told you this. I would have picked the Knicks to win the series if they won Game 5 against Detroit. And by the way, I wouldn't have picked them because I really felt they were going to win. I would have picked them just to pick them. And because it seemed like everybody, the odds to me were off. The way that Boston should not have been almost minus 1,000, minus 800 favorite over the Knicks. Whether you think they're going to win or not, to me, that was out of whack. So for the value, I thought the Knicks could compete. But even up 2-0, I still really didn't believe they were going to put the nail in the coffin of the Celtics. Not until the Tatum injury. So you're right. Also, things have changed. I just wanted to reserve judgment on the Knicks throughout the course of, in my mind, a meaningless regular season, especially when they weren't 100% healthy until the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.